Title: Drum Rack Mapping for Chop Jungle Kits Beginner. Alright, let's get your Chop Jungle Kit set up in Ableton Live so it actually feels like an instrument you can play, not just a random pile of slices. The big idea is simple. We're going to take a breakbeat, slice it up, then remap the best hits into a drum rack layout that makes sense for drum and bass. Once the layout is consistent, programming fast rollers, switch ups, and fills becomes way easier because your hands and your brain always know where kick, snare, hats, and ghosts live. By the end, you'll have a jungle drum rack with your core hits in the same places every time, some basic but effective processing, and an 8-bar loop that evolves like Riddle DNB. Let's go! First, prep your session so the break behaves. Set your tempo somewhere DNB friendly, like 172 to 176 BPM. Then drag a classic break, or any break loop you like, onto an audio track. Click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transient. And set transient loop mode to forward, because it's usually the cleanest. Now the goal here is not perfection, it's consistency. You want the break to loop tight for one or two bars without that flanning, dragging, messy timing. If it's drifting, right-click and choose warp from here straight, and make sure the start marker is exactly on the first real transient. Spend an extra minute here. It pays you back for the entire lesson. Cool. Now we slice. Right-click the warped audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. In the dialog, slice by transient, create one slice per transient, and for the slicing preset, the built-in slice to drum rack is totally fine. Ableton creates a MIDI track with a drum rack, and each slice is mapped across pads. At this point you can trigger the break like a keyboard, but it's kind of chaotic. The magic step is mapping it into a clean layout you can reuse every time. Before we move anything, quick coach note, decide what you're building. You're probably building a kit rack, meaning you want a small set of the best hits that you'll reprogram into new patterns. That is different from a break performance rack, where you keep a ton of slices for live reordering. Beginners often accidentally build the second one when they want the first. So today, we're doing kit rack energy, fewer pads, consistent layout, and it rolls. Now choose a DNB-friendly pad layout. Here's a solid beginner mapping that works across lots of jungle and DNB workflows. On the bottom row, put your core. C1 is kick. D1 is your main snare. E1 is an alt snare, maybe a rimish one or a lighter snare. F1 can be an optional clap or layer spot. For hats and tops, G1 is closed hat. A1 is open hat. B1 is ride, crash, or some noisy top. For ghosts and percussion, C-sharp 1 can be a ghost kick or low thud. T-sharp 1 is ghost snare or drag hit. F-sharp 1 is percussion, whatever the break gives you. And for fills and spice, grab a few pads up higher, like C2, D2, E2, and reserve those for fill slices. You don't have to follow this exact map, but you do need a standard. Consistency is what gives you speed. Now audition slices and pick the best hits. Click through pads in the drum rack. You're listening for the cleanest kick transient you can find, the snare with the best crack, one ghost snare that's clearly lighter, one tight hat, one open hat or ride-ish slice, and a couple of fill moments you can use for variation. And yes, some breaks have weak kicks. That's normal. You can layer later. For now, pick the best options you've got. Now remap the slices into your layout. There are two clean methods. Method A is the simplest. Click a slice pad and drag it to the target note. So if you find the best snare, drag that pad right onto D1. Method B is cleaner for organizing. Duplicate the good slice first, then drag the duplicate to the target note. Repeat for kick, hats, ghosts. Once everything is mapped, delete the pads you're not using. That pruning step is huge. Your rack should feel like a drum kit, not a museum of every transient Ableton detected. Next, tighten each slice so it stops overlapping and smearing. Click your kick pad, then look inside it for Simpler. Every slice is running through Simpler. In Simpler, set it to one shot. Turn warp off inside Simpler, because single hits usually don't need warp and it can add artifacts. Then adjust the start so the transient hits immediately, right on the front edge. Add a tiny fade in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, to remove clicks without dulling the hit. Now trim the tail. This is one of the biggest differences between messy chops and punchy jungle drums. Shorten the kick tail so it's tight. For the snare, keep enough body to feel good, but cut the ugly reverb tail or room wash. For hats, go very short and crisp. Do that for your main kick, main snare, and your key hat slices. Now let's add classic jungle hat control, choke groups. On the drum rack, Click the /O button so you can see choke settings. Set your closed hat pad and your open hat pad to the same choke group, like choke group 1. Now, when the closed hat plays, it cuts off the open hat. That instantly cleans up your top end and makes it behave more like a real drum performance. Extra coach move. Choke groups aren't just for hats. You can also choke your main snare and alt snare so they don't flam unless you want them to. And you can choke crash and ride so they don't stack into white noise. You can even choke two kick layers to keep the low end cleaner. Alright, now we do some basic processing. Stock devices only, and we'll keep it beginner friendly. Let's start per pad. On the kick pad, after simpler, add EQ 8. If it feels boxy, do a gentle dip around 200 to 400 Hz. Be careful with low cuts because you don't want to destroy the weight. Then add drum boss. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Keep boom low, like 0 to 20%. And treat boom like a danger zone in drum and bass, because it can wreck your low-end clarity when the bass line comes in. Use damp to control fizz. On the snare pad, at EQ 8, high pass around 90 to 130 Hz so you're not carrying sub-energy in the snare. If it needs more bite, a gentle lift around 2 to 5 kHz can help. Then add saturator. Put it in analog clip mode, drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. That combo is a quick way to get snare attitude without losing control. On the hats or top pad, add EQ 8 and high pass somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz. If it's painful, tame harshness around 7 to 10 kHz. If you want a little movement, you can add auto filter, maybe a high pass 12 dB mode, a touch of resonance, and later you can automate cutoff during fills. Now for the drum bus, meaning the drum rack track itself, not inside a pad. Add glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Just glue, not squash. Then add a soft clipper. The easiest is saturator with soft clip on and low drive. The goal is shaving peaks so it gets louder and more stable without murdering your transients. Now, before we start writing MIDI, one of the most important teacher notes in this whole workflow, velocity is your ghost note failure. Don't try to solve groove problems with more plugins first. Solve them with velocity. Ghost snares often live best in a narrower range, like 35 to 60, so they stay controlled. Main snares should beat intentionally similar in velocity, so your backbeat feels stable. Hats should alternate strong and weak so it breathes. Okay, let's program the foundation. A rolling two-step pattern. Make a one-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 16th notes. Put your kick on beat 1. Then add a second kick somewhere, before the snare, like around 1.3 or 1.4 depending on taste, and what the break wants. Put your snare on 2 and 4. That's your classic DDNB backbeat. Add closed hats on 16THS if you want energy, or 8THS if you want it a bit more open. Then use velocity changes so it's not a flat line. Now add one ghost snare just before the main snare. In Ableton's grid terms, you might place it late in the beat right before 2, and again right before 4. Keep it quiet. The goal is a little pull and tension into the main hit. Loop that bar and listen. If it doesn't roll yet, don't panic. The first fixes are usually shorten tails more, lower ghost velocities, and make sure hats aren't washing over everything. Also, check that your open hat is actually getting choked by the closed hat. Now we turn it into an 8-bar section that evolves. Duplicate your 1-bar groove out to 8 bars. Bars 1 and 2. Keep it basic. Let the listener learn the groove. Bars 3 and 4. Add an extra ghost note, or slightly busier hats. This is your first level up. Bar 5. Introduce a fill slice from your fill pads, like C2, D2, or E2. Use it sparingly, like a quick moment, not constant chaos. Bar 8. Do a stop start, stutter, or a one beat dropout. One of the cleanest moves is to mute the kick for one beat right before the loop resets. That breath makes the next downbeat hit harder. If you're on live 11 or later, here's a slick variation trick. Probability. Pick a tiny hat or a tiny ghost snare. Set its chance to something low like 10 to 25%. Now the loop stays consistent but it breathes over 8 to 16 bars. And another easy anti-machine gun move. Round robin style snares. Duplicate your main snare to a second pad. Make one slightly shorter or slightly brighter with a tiny EQ shelf. Then alternate notes between them. Same vibe. Less repetition. Two more quick workflow upgrades before we recap. First, name your rack like it's a real instrument. Something like Amen 174 mapped. When you see it later, you instantly know the groove and grit inside. Second, Color code your pads. Kicks one color, snares another, hats and tops another, fills bright. It sounds minor, but when you're moving fast, it's a massive speed boost. And here's a safety trick. Keep one safety pad. Put one unprocessed slice on an unused pad, like the cleanest snare. If you overcook your processing, you can a/b instantly without digging through undo. All right, quick common mistakes to avoid as you work. Don't keep every slice. It turns into chaos and slows you down. Don't leave long tails. Overlap kills punch. Don't forget choke groups on hats, or your top end turns into a wash. Don't overwarp inside simpler. One shots usually don't need it. And don't go wild with drum bus boom. In D&B, your bass line needs that space. Let's wrap with a fast 15-minute practice you can repeat until it becomes automatic. Slice one break to drum rack. Map it to a minimal layout. C1 kick, D1 snare, G1 closed hat, A1 open hat, D-sharp 1 ghost snare, and C2 is 1 fill. Set choke group 1 on both hats. Make a 1-bar loop, kick on 1, another kick before the snare, snare on 2 and 4, hats on 16ths with velocity variation, and 1 ghost snare before a main snare. Duplicate it to 8 bars. Add 1 fill in bar 4 or bar 8, and add 1 beat dropout somewhere. Then export or resample it, and listen quietly. If you can still hear the kick and snare clearly at low volume, you're on the right track. Recap, you warped and sliced a break, then remapped it into a consistent jungle-friendly layout. You tightened each hit in simpler so chops don't smear. You use choke groups to control hat overlap and keep the tops clean. You built a simple stock processing chain with EQ, drum bus, saturator, glue, and soft clipping. And you programmed a rolling pattern, then arranged it into an 8-bar loop that levels up. If you tell me which break you used and whether you're going for 90s raw jungle or modern clean rollers, I can suggest which slices to prioritize and a slightly tweaked layout that matches that vibe.